Now, as we practice being a calm observer, I think the biggest thing that happens is we begin to make a shift between feeling like a victim and becoming a student of the condition. So when anxiety and panic comes up, instead of it just being another ordeal to get through so you can get to the next ordeal, it now becomes an opportunity to learn something. So from now on, every experience of anxiety or panic is a success because it's an opportunity to learn, and that means it's actually a step in your recovery. Now, people with PDA have some pretty amazing things in common, and at the same time, every individual is unique. So you're becoming now a student of PDA, and in fact, you are becoming the world's expert on your own unique version of PDA. Now, as you practice being a calm observer, in addition to asking yourself, what's my number, you can also begin to be a calm observer in general. Now, when we feel anxious, there's a big difference between feeling like a victim and being a calm observer. And I want to give an example from my own recovery. One of my challenges was riding in an elevator. And I want to play the same scene for you two times, once as a victim and once as a calm observer. So here's the first scene. I get in the elevator. The door closes. I start to feel panic. I tell myself, I can't stand it. I have to get out. I can't stand waiting until the door opens again. And I feel totally like a victim. And I feel totally carried away by the experience. Okay. Now I'm going to play the exact same scene, same anxiety, but this time remembering the calm observer skill. So I get in the elevator. The door closes. I start to feel panic. I say to myself, wow, it's a 7. It's an 8. I sure don't like this. I can feel the elevator moving, and I can hear the sound it's making. Do you see the difference? It's the same anxiety, but in the second scene, I'm remembering to be the calm observer, and I put a number on the anxiety. I don't feel quite as much like a victim. And it's going to be a lot easier for me to use my other CBT skills that are going to help me overcome the anxiety. And these are skills that you're going to learn as you continue making progress in your recovery.